Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Definitely live and twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Just in, as we were coming in here. Washington, D.C. residents have decided to take action against the city's gun ban on, look, Pete, call me right when the show starts. On the city's gun ban on public transit, three D.C. residents and one Virginia resident are suing D.C. over its prohibition on carrying concealed handguns on Metro Rail and Metro buses in the city, and citing a legal battle brought on by the Supreme Court ruling that questions where one can carry a weapon. This is being filed against Mayor Muriel Bowser and Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert Conti, argues that the city's law banning guns on public transportation is unconstitutional. They say that the current restrictions for concealed weapons, schools, bars, stadiums, government buildings are justifiable and constitutional, but the ban on carrying while on public transportation is not. The lawsuit points out the Second Amendment states that citizens have the right to carry firearms when they travel away from home. Where the lawsuit reads, there's not a tradition or history of prohibitions of carrying firearms on public transportation. Public transportation systems did not exist as they do today at the founding of the nation. However, there was plainly a tradition of firearms carry when citizens traveled from their homes. In modern parlance, Americans carried arms to prevent their gatherings from becoming soft targets. This is just another one of those things. This comes days after the Bruin ruling. Justice Clarence Thomas said the states will have to prove the limitations on concealed weapons are justified by significant interest, which this will be one of those where they lose. Not my rule. Just the way it is. Now, not since the decade leading up to the Civil War has there been as much discussion about the possibility of the United States splitting into two or more countries as there has been in the past 10 years. And right now we have two factions that tenuously live side by side. Now, race or ethnicity has been the underlying foundation in the creation of every nation in the history of mankind, except the United States, as its founding was based on the tenet that all men are created equal and are endowed with certain unalienable rights that government cannot abrogate. So as it does not have these factors of race or ethnicity, this nation is constituted as it is, can only survive based on the goodness of its people and the wisdom and the integrity of the ruling class, which may mean we're doomed, I don't know. Ben Franklin, at the close of the Constitutional Convention in 1787, in a speech to his fellow members of the convention, said in the newly drafted Constitution and government it created, that there is no form of government but what may be a blessing to the people if well administered, and I believe farther that this is likely to be well administered for a course of years and can only end in despotism as other forms have done before. And that forewarning from Uncle Ben has come to pass. And over the past 30 years, a plurality of ill-educated and malleable citizens have allowed the self-serving, decadent, and nascent ruling class in alliance with the radical left to establish near-permanent despotism in the United States, like not being able to carry a gun on public transportation. And on purpose, they've widened the gulf between the people and the government and effectively split the nation into two de facto countries that are at ideological and societal loggerheads. One America is hell-bent on stripping its citizens of their unalienable right of self-defense, as well as eliminating the protected freedom of speech. And their mindless determination to confiscate guns by any means possible, either overt or devious, and censor speech they do not approve of, is unbound and under strain regardless of court rulings. The other America is firm and unmoving in its belief that the unalienable and constitutionally protected rights are non-negotiable. The unabashed attempt at disarmament that has had the effect of convincing over half the populace that these are a prelude to a government's willingness to use force against the citizenry to strip them of all their rights. This, as 92% of Americans believe that all their basic rights are under siege. One America is determined to protect the interests of the ruling elites by establishing an implacable two-tier system of justice. In the other America, the citizenry adamantly believes in equal justice under the law, that they and all of us have a constitutionally protected right to fair and impartial justice. One America is driven by and promotes class distinctions. And at the top of that pyramid, and it's not about race, it's about, you know, socioeconomic and being part of the elite. At the top of the pyramid are the ruling elites and the wealthy patrons who look with disdain on the rest of us. In the other, the citizenry still clings to the respect for hard work, honest effort, and applaud those who strive to improve themselves and society. One America has reinstituted government-sponsored racism and discrimination with the malevolent intent of trying to fragment the society and culture in order to achieve permanent political hegemony. The other America is the same one that in 2005 saw nearly 70% of Americans say that race relations in the United States were very or somewhat good. And these are the same people who are among the 77% in a recent poll who thought race relations were good in their community despite getting considerably worse nationally. This little dichotomy reveals that this country of working class people is not racist or roiled by so-called white supremacy. In one America, there is among the ruling elites and their mindless minions the dominant belief the United States, as founded, is deficient and it's an irredeemable country with a history rife with atrocity and unfairness. In the other America, the bulk of the citizenry, 85% of Americans, believe the United States is a great country. They are opposed to any substantive changes in the nation's founding documents. In one America, the elites and their fellow travelers in the upper classes have hypocritically abandoned virtually all morality in their single-minded pursuit of shallow hedonism, wealth, and fame. In the other, the vast majority of the citizenry believe in God, 81%, and they recognize the belief in God or a religion is not a necessity in understanding the importance of morality and living a moral life. And that is the underlying basis of a free society. Without morality, you can't have that. And these two countries within a country can no longer maintain their increasingly tenuous and potentially volatile relationship. And that's problematic. We as a nation are at that defining moment when one side has to win and the other to lose, and there is going to be no middle ground. The era of conservatives, libertarians, and middle-of-the-road Americans seeking accommodation with the left has ended. Whether they want it to be or not, as more than half of the American citizenry agrees with the statement, U.S. democracy is at risk of extinction, and only 26% believe it will survive. But that's part of the problem, too, because this is not a democracy. This is a republic. This is a theft and a transformation of the language. All of us are going to have to join in this battle. We're going to have to put aside our little petty differences and ally ourselves on being constitutional if you want to preserve the country as founded. As they would say, it's a republic if we can keep it. You know? And if we don't do this, if we don't overcome these little petty grievances we have amongst ourselves, this country that we all love and know will cease. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. The reason that the Supreme Court is appointed for a lifetime term is so they don't have to consider public sentiment, like on a controversial issue like, say, guns. Once they're removed, they can't be removed simply, or confirmed, they can't be removed simply because their findings aren't popular. Yet, every time they, and this is one of my favorite things, whenever there's a ruling by the court, which here lately, you know, got to remember, a lot of Republican appointees have played really well with the left from the Supreme Court. Really well. They've been so accommodating. Roberts, Berger, all those guys. And, yes, Sandra Day O'Connor. They've been so accommodating. And that's because once they're appointed, they're beholden to nobody. But one of the things that everybody likes to do, if a decision is made, a law is passed or something, and here's the thing about laws being passed, for example. We all know now that elections aren't quite there's not quite the integrity there that we hoped would be there, right? We hoped there'd be a little more integrity in the election process. And, you know, I have my doubts about it now. I have my doubts that both of these senators from Georgia flipped to Democrat. I have my doubts right now that in Georgia, Stacey Abrams is polling equal with Kemp. I have my doubts that Warnock is polling as far ahead of Herschel Walker as he is. And that's the thing about polls. Polls, unless you know, they're sample. Now, if you go out and you want to do a poll and you get 500 Republicans and 500 Democrats and you get them and you do a poll based upon that, then okay, you've got a little bit of credence with me. If your polling method just goes into one area and you're looking for likely voters, or excuse me, registered voters, that's a different thing altogether. And polls are a propaganda piece. And they're used to make you think that things are, you know, remember the inevitability of the election of Hillary, remember that? That was all based on polls. Right now, Joe Biden is sitting up there going, I got more votes than any president in history. Which, that's a lie. He didn't get 81 million votes. I don't know how many he actually got. He didn't get 81 million. In a recent poll since the Supreme Court decision on Bruin, there appear to be some interesting takes regarding guns. The Monmouth poll shows just what restrictions people favor, including 60% saying they support a national gun registry as one example. It also found that 83% support, to some degree, universal background checks, which is necessary to have you're going to have a registry in order for that universal background check scheme to work. Now, I've been critical of how these questions are asked in the past, but Monmouth phrased it as, do you support or oppose requiring comprehensive background checks for all gun purchasers, including private sales between two individuals? So that at least removes any ambiguity. So while I oppose the policy, I may be able to accept the number. But the poll also argues that most disagree with the Bruin decision. They ask respondents, do you agree or disagree that individual states should be allowed to limit who can carry a concealed handgun by requiring permit applicants to demonstrate that they need the weapon for their work or for protection? And it found that 56% agree that states should be able to do this. And there is some ambiguity. Problem is that the phrase for protection isn't quite how things worked. In these states, you had to show a reason why you needed to be able to protect yourself as opposed to everyone else. And I suspect that some of that 56% are supportive of a more general idea of for protection than the now overturned law. But not all the polls' findings are distinctly anti-gun. And this is where a little bit of my confusion comes in. It almost makes me think that they're making these numbers up to a certain degree because of the range of the pro-gun, anti-gun. They also found that 63% feel that the law will either make them safer or have no impact on public safety, with just 3% saying they don't know. As for the subject of mass shootings, they asked, do you think the number of recent mass shootings in the U.S. is due more to the ease of getting guns or due more to the mental health crisis in the country? 55% said it was a result of a mental health crisis, compared to just 33% who blamed easy access to firearms. 9% said it was both. They also looked at why those who admitted to having a gun decided to have one with personal safety and protect my property, both being a major reason for most of the respondents. Defend yourself against possible government tyranny was only a major reason for 28%, and it was noted as minor reason for another 23%. So what does any of this mean? Part of the problem is the general populace, at least where they're taking these polls, don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. If you look at uniform crime statistics, you will find that in all of these places where gun laws are so lax, they don't have more murders. In some places, they have less murders. Most of the murders take percent in 2% of the counties of the United States. 2%. The other part that is a little bothersome is that for too many people, they're apparently willing to deal their rights away for what they think is this illusion of safety, not recognizing the illusion masks something far more sinister. Everything when it comes to defending yourself is a two-edged sword. Being locking out the bad guy means you're locked in. He knows exactly where you're at. How much time have you got versus how much time has he got? Those kind of things, you know? So this means maybe I need to try to get in some more places. Maybe I need to do a better job. I don't know. But on the other hand, this is a poll in relation to a ruling from the Supreme Court, and it means nothing, because the nation is not regulated or legislated by polls. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It turns out the United States may already be in a recession. According to the Atlanta Federal Reserve, GDP now shows the nation's gross domestic product could fall by 1% in the quarter that just ended. That would meet the technical meaning of a recession. Americans flying over the 4th of July weekend may be in for a bumpy ride. An average of nearly 700 flights a day have been canceled over the past week due to staffing shortages. These travelers sharing with MSNBC their travel horror stories.
There is a lack of help upstairs. So right now, my bike got switched, so I have a five-hour layover.
Take you to get there. I got to LaGuardia Airport in
New York at 6 in the morning to find out that my 8 o'clock flight was canceled.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Second Amendment advocates were happy with a lot of the Supreme Court rulings.
The Supreme Court followed up its June 23rd landmark ruling that for the first time recognized a constitutional right to carry firearms in public by issuing a series of rulings Thursday reversing federal appeal court decisions that upheld gun restrictions in California, New Jersey, Maryland, and Hawaii. Justice Clarence Thomas wrote in the court's majority opinion, "It makes no sense to recognize Americans' right to defend themselves in their homes while denying them the ability to defend themselves outside their homes." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Sales of GM vehicles in the United States are down double digits from a year ago. They fell by 15% in the second quarter. GM is also making cars without certain parts as it keeps grappling with supply chain issues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Right now, one of the reasons you're looking at very high prices at the gas pump is because they are pursuing a global warming initiative, a Green New Deal, whatever you want to call it. They're trying to make something exist that doesn't. Global warming is not a serious topic. No one cares, but the left wants you all to suffer in order to drop the Earth's temperature by less than a degree or something, you know. So let's cannibalize the future economic growth and curb population growth while we're at it, and also we're going to declare war on burgers. These people are the most miserable people on Earth. And the problem is that fighting back against their climate lie is hard when you have the shield of big tech there to flag and censor stories that shred that narrative. And before that crackdown, we used to torch the climate change crew. But we can do that again. The Earth is warming so rapidly that it caused a Norwegian cruise ship to hit an iceberg that shouldn't exist under these harsh conditions. And we get this from the New York Post. A Norwegian cruise line ship on the way to an Alaskan glacier hit an iceberg over the weekend and is being turned around due to damage. The ship, the Norwegian Sun, smacked into a minor iceberg, also known as a growler, on Saturday and was rerouted to Juneau for inspection. And the Norwegian spokesperson told the Post, on June 25th, 2022, while transiting to Hubbard Glacier in Alaska, Norwegian Sun made contact with the Growler. The ship sailed to Juneau, Alaska for further assessment, where it was decided that the current voyage would be shortened and the cruise scheduled to embark on June 30th, 2022 will be canceled so that the necessary repairs can be made. The good news here is that Titanic 2 didn't happen here. That's good news. But this isn't exactly something new. The accumulation of sea ice has been documented, you know, for several years. Scientists had trouble reaching their research stations in Antarctica in 2015 due to the amount of ice. In fact, in 2013, some 19,000 Manhattan-sized islands of sea ice were created. And they're quite resilient in these heated times. In the same year, the Arctic ice cap is supposed to be gone. By 2013, no more ice cap, right? That grew by 533,000 square miles. These people are wrong. And they were wrong in the 1970s when global cooling was the T-shirt of the week. Global warming is such a non-threat that the CIA's operation and research into it were terminated in 2015. Should we be concerned about conservation? Excuse me. Golly, that's fine, but it's an entirely different thing. Hunters are very keen on this subject as well. That's not what the Green Warriors want, however. And if you'll notice, all of these global warming policies center on controlling the means of production. They're not even trying to hide this anymore. Now, in 2016, this is when I noticed the great change in social media begin to occur. It was already sort of leaning this way, but with the ascension of Trump, a lot of people looked at social media and said that was because of social media. You know, they looked at 2010, but, you know, social media wasn't as big as ubiquitous during the time of the ascension of the Tea Party. But 2016 was a different story altogether. So, due to the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, the office of New York Attorney General Letitia James, you know, the one that's going after the NRA, and Donald Trump, is taking a page from the Democrat playbook when it comes to information sharing with the American public. We saw this leading up to the 2020 election, that big tech quashed the Hunter Biden story. Then during the pandemic, the government officials worked with social media giants to combat what was deemed misinformation, but which in many cases were just alternative viewpoints. Now, after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, James' office doesn't even want women presented with pregnancy care options that do not include abortion. So, Healthcare Bureau Chief Darsana Srinivasan, in a letter to Google, said, "Presently appears that Google Maps often fails to distinguish between facilities that offer abortion services and those that do not. A search through Google Maps seeking abortion and a location will provide a local listing of both those healthcare providers who offer abortion services and organizations that do not provide abortion care. Indeed, those latter organizations, known as crisis pregnancy centers, are not healthcare providers and will not provide abortion counseling or abortion referrals. CPCs exist solely to intercept and dissuade pregnant people. Yeah, all those dudes and women together, pregnant, from making fully informed decisions about their health care, such as a choice to obtain an abortion. Including these organizations in a list for an individual seeking abortion services is dangerous and misleading." So, New York State, of course, is going to allow abortion, and they're going to allow it a lot. So, more women will be traveling to New York to obtain that abortion, and the AG's office claims it's imperative that search results are accurate and only list providers that offer abortion. Now, while abortion proponents like Planned Parenthood pan pregnancy resource centers as fake clinics that spread misinformation and propaganda, in reality, they help women facing an unexpected pregnancy with free support and resources they need to make an informed decision about carrying their baby to term, adoption, abortion, parenting, and more. So they actually offer up everything. They do. They offer up everything. And we can't have that. It needs to be abortion. Abort in the 5th week. Abort in the 15th week. The 25th week. The 35th week. Abort, abort, abort. Doesn't matter if there's a heartbeat. You know, because her body, her choice. Unless it's about, you know, the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, and then, of course, not her body, not her choice. Their hypocrisy kills me. I mean, right now, while they're out there trying to drive all of you, into an electric car, they're not pointing out a few things about what gasoline taxes actually pay for. Of course, they quit using that money for... See, gasoline taxes are supposed to be, you know, used to maintain the roads. Anybody around where you live have really good roads, just all of them really good? They use that money for something else. But what if everybody was driving a Tesla? What if we all gave in to them? Then what? Who's going to pay for that? Are we going to have a Tesla wall tax then? Because they can't ever not have something that isn't taxed. One of my friends on Facebook talking about Facebook and Google Maps and all this censorship. It's got a picture of Sam Elliott. Let me get this straight. A party that supports abortion over life, illegals over its own citizens, and refugees over its homeless veterans is going to lecture me on morals. I don't think so, Cupcake. This has been tagged as containing false and misleading information. Propaganda all the way around. Yeah, okay. I gotcha. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunnybay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. As America is being raped, and that's what's happening, as American citizens are being economically raped, economically assaulted, economically beaten. During an interview with CNN this week, White House senior economic advisor and director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, said the quiet part out loud after being asked about President Joe Biden's painful and harmful energy policy. The anchor asked, "What do you say to those families that say, listen, we can't afford to pay $4.85 a gallon for months, if not years?" Mr. Deese responded, "This is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm." The liberal world order. A new liberal world order. Sounds similar to the World Economic Forum's touting of "Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better," just a few years ago. Some research into Deese's economic philosophy and that of his colleagues on the National Economic Council shows his statement is hardly surprising. Biden has stacked his Council of Economic Advisors with three labor economists whose focus is on workers, not just markets. Jared Bernstein, who is most recently senior fellow of the left-leaning Center on Budget and Policy Priority. Heather Boucher, a founder of the Washington Center for Equitable Growth, which focuses on inequality, and Cecilia Rouse, who left her post as a dean at Princeton to serve in the administration. This is the team pushing Biden to kowtow to fear-mongering about deficits and inflation. This is according to the left-wing outlet New Republic. Now, Biden, who lied to the country when he said he was running as a moderate, has an NEC pact with Bernie Sanders-type socialists. In the 1980s, Sanders, now the Senate Budget Committee chairman, argued government breadlines were a sign of economic progress. Sometimes American journalists talk about how bad a country is because people are lining up for food. That's a good thing, says the guy who owns multiple houses. And when I say owns, I'm pretty sure he doesn't have any mortgages. And Deese's latest submission, which was more of a purposeful statement of intention then a Freudian slip, once again proves that the pain is the point. Now, for you, America, what exactly does a liberal world order mean? for American families. It means they'll be poorer. It means they'll own nothing and they'll fail to prosper. Much like socialism and communism in other parts of the world, misery will be an end to justify the left's means. It will also be part of President Joe Biden's forced transition away from oil and gas, which is temporary. It is temporary. But oil and gas is the lifeblood of the U.S. economy. His alternative energy agenda isn't about saving the planet. It's about him being in charge, which is hilarious because he keeps forgetting this. He wants a redistribution of America's wealth to the rest of the world. He says, Biden told reporters in May, when it comes to gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place that, God willing, when it's over, will be stronger and the world will be stronger. He's right about one thing. The world's corrupt, elitist, and leftist politicians will be stronger while the globe's people suffer immensely. Just this week, Biden rejected a proposal to turn crops currently being used for biofuel into food as many countries face food shortages and famine. And Joe Biden, where do we get this? The UK Telegraph. Joe Biden will on Monday attempt to block Boris Johnson's plan to move away from green fuels amid a transatlantic split over how to tackle the global cost of living crisis. Mr. Johnson will address G7 leaders at a summit in Germany and ask them to repurpose land currently used for crop-based biofuels to grow more food. Prime Minister believes using less green fuel would dampen soaring food prices and help avert famines in poorer countries that rely heavily on Ukrainian grain, blockaded imports by Russia. However, and what's this about? What's this about? Mr. Biden's officials made it clear on Sunday that Washington will attempt to block the plans in a bid to protect U.S. farmers and avoid jeopardizing climate commitments. Now, according to those pushing for this new liberal world order, through an energy transition, people may starve to death, but then again, for them, the end justifies the means. Most of you are still a little too rugged, I think, to fit into the brave new world that Biden and Deese and their ilk desire. The liberal world order as a globalist anti-American plan that should be rejected, you know. And we're going to see. We're going to see what we get this coming November. We're going to see. And I don't know. It might be sort of revealing. Now, what is also revealing is the United States economy officially hit two quarters of negative GDP growth yesterday, marking the start of a new recession at the beginning of quarter three. And the GDP Now model estimates for real GDP growth, seasonally adjusted annual rate in the second quarter, is minus 1% on June 30th, down from 0.3% on June 27th. This means today, the weekend before Independence Day, is technically the first day of a recession. So if you have a solid plan, the future is going to look bright, they're saying. If you don't have a plan, get a solid plan. If you don't care to have a plan, get then Netflix and chill. Then we get this from on Twitter from Nancy Pelosi. 2 weeks ago, Democrats took action to bring down inflation for U.S. consumers by taking on shipping cartels that raised their rates up by 1,000% over the pandemic. So the bill was introduced. Rates have gone down steadily, even faster than it became law. And somebody on Twitter says, oh my God, they're taking credit for the decline in shipping rates, which is actually being caused by the yet-to-be-declared recession. And in the interim, everybody out there at the White House is like, recession, what recession? And in the, they're also saying, you know, back to, you know, Deese. Americans just need to be reminded of the historic economic progress. This is how dumb they think you are. This is how dumb you... I mean, I drove by a gas station today, and it was $4.05 a gallon. I was like, my God, so cheap! So conditioned am I. The liberal world order. And this was... Deese was replying to a CNN poll. 85% of U.S. adults say the country is on the wrong track. It appears that increasingly the American people do not approve of what this White House is doing. Mr. D said, Americans just need to be reminded of the historic economic progress. Yeah, sure. Oh. Deese. The new liberal world order, if you will. First day of the new recession, which, by the way, we were driven into. This is the pilot locking everybody out of the cockpit and crashing the plane into the mountain. This is not an accident. This is, was not inevitable. This is what it is. And that's all there is. Coming up next, we're going to discuss this recent Supreme Court ruling with an attorney at law who has her ear to the ground and is constantly hammering at the facts in between selling antique bookcases. And that, of course, is Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.